welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. And the first thing that I think we need to do on this episode is recognize this is episode number 60.
Oh my gosh. I think we should have some cowbell.
This is really a landmark for
us. It's a huge landmark. And I think we should have balloons and streamers and the crowds.
I think we're just going to do with cowbell.
Oh, I was thinking elephants. I had more ideas.
I'm sure you did. You always have more ideas. Right.
Okay. So maybe I took it too far.
We also have ideas for events at the Mercantile.
Oh my gosh. Here at the farm. We have so many.
We are going to try to get at least one of those in before our market season starts and the mercantile season ends. So you'll have to watch.
Ends until fall.
Right.
We'll pick back up in the fall.
So when I say end and begin, all of that, one of our primary outlets is the 18th Street Farmers Market in Charleston. And we are there from May 18th through the end of September. I can't remember what that last Saturday is.
It's like the 28th or
something like that. So that's our summer market season, and that is the market that we are at, rain or shine.
And your book, The Long Road to Market, talks about that. It talks about how that's how our business got started.
It does. And that is about our experience in finding the market and what the market means to mm-hmm. us and how we had ups and downs and get things going to actually be part of the market. Mm-hmm.
So that's where we got our start. And so The Long Road to Market is our story about that. So if you're interested to know how we got to this point, and if you're just starting a business, that is a really good book to read to find out you can do this.
You can do this.
We started out with a one tent awning. We had four tables maybe? That's how our business started.
And we have grown significantly.
Now we're world famous. Well, maybe not.
At least within our own minds. Within our own world. So I'll drop a link where you can get The Long Road to Market. I'll drop that in the show notes. And then we will also, in our off season from the summer market, we grew to the point where we have an on-site store, the Farm Fresh Mercantile, and we're open through the winter, different hours. We usually post that ahead of time on all of our social media, the hours. It varies based on the weather, but usually on Saturday. And we are planning an event to close out that season. Mm-hmm. So you'll have to stay tuned to our social media to find out more about that. We're still making plans.
Yeah. And you know, our focus now has to shift to prepare for market.
Absolutely. We're going to go all out this summer and work toward enhancing what we offer.
And we have our three growers that I'm hoping, I know we've talked to two of them, and I'm assuming the third one will have a great influence and will be part of, so we'll have the other growers that'll be growing specialty crops. And so we are excited about what we can offer at the market. So our focus will shift to that.
Yes.
We still will have the Farm Fresh Mercantile, but all of our energy will go toward taking it to the community.
Yes. So if you are anywhere near the Charleston area or passing through, you are going to need to stop on Saturday mornings between May 18th and September 28th at the 18th Street Farmers Market.
Yeah.
It's great atmosphere.
It is a great atmosphere. It's not an enormous market, but it is. We have so many artisans that are just passionate about what they bring. We have honey vendors and candles and mushrooms. And I mean, just all kinds of produce.
Yes.
And jewelry and just all kinds of stuff. So you need to come, and music, and it's a fun atmosphere.
I love the atmosphere. And we were talking to someone recently about just that atmosphere and how you just have this wonderful safe space where kids are on rollerblades and walking around, and people are standing in the middle and talking, and there's nice music in the background.
And people are walking their dogs.
And just visiting with each other. And that is a really cool thing to see.
It is really cool. It's cool because you just see groups of people that are visiting with each other. And, you know, as they go along and visit with the vendors, and we really love it. We love the atmosphere. We love talking to the people, and we love bringing our products.
We do. One of the things, as we have gone through the winter, that we've really had to continually evaluate is our products, what makes sense for us to bring to the market or to offer at the mercantile. And one of those things that we really have become known for is scones. Mm-hmm. And we have scones in, oh goodness, I think we're up to 14 or 15 different flavors.
Yeah, and now
you've
recently added the savory scones. And week at the mercantile, those were our best sellers.
They were. So I do a Tuscan herb and an oregano thyme flavored.
They're
and those
delicious.
Are really nice. I call them dinner scones, where you can have usually an Italian meal. It doesn't have to
be. Or a nice salad.
Yes. And then you have this great fresh bread that goes along with it and is savory instead of sweet. But one of those that we are known for is the white chocolate macadamia.
Mm-hmm. Probably by far our most popular.
And they are delicious. There's no debate. I like them. Everybody likes them. One of our customers actually recommended the flavor. We tried it out. And indeed, it is a big seller, but we've run into a snag with those.
A big one.
It is a big snag, and that is the accessibility of macadamia nuts. Mm-hmm.
They have gotten outrageous in
price.
If you can find them, the price is outrageous.
So that is something that we may have to reconsider, how often or if at all we can produce those. And then the other thing is just, I mean, we hate this and we hate the way this comes about, but the cost of ingredients is going up.
The cost of ingredients and packaging, especially the ingredients, we haven't raised our price ever. And this will be our fourth or fifth year at the market. We have never raised a price ever.
So, you know, we experimented with the way of the general merchandisers, who instead of raising the price dramatically, they cut the size of their contents of their package. And we did. We looked at that.
Yep, we did.
We tried once cutting down the size of the scones, and I am just not happy with it.
You couldn't live with it.
I couldn't.
I mean,
I did it, and
they,
I was just like,
they didn't seem significantly smaller, but they were. And it just did not set well.
Couldn't do it.
It
so,
just didn't.
We have made the very difficult decision that we will have to raise the price. Not extravagantly, but we are going to have to raise the price a bit on some of our scones due to the cost of ingredients and, honestly, my unwillingness to skimp.
Yeah, we could go a different route with making them smaller or putting fewer, whatever you put in them,
chips or whatever you're putting in it.
We could do that, but that's not what we're about.
No. So in order to continue to provide that high quality that all of you have come to expect from us, we made that decision that's something we have to do. And as a business owner, that's kind of a weird thing.
I don't like it, but also we can't, I mean, it's not a business if we're spending a lot more money to buy ingredients now than what we did 4 years ago.
But we wanted to share that on the podcast just to be open and transparent in our thought process about that. And also, for those of you who listen and are thinking about building your own business, that it's okay to have these difficult decisions.
Yeah.
And to have that discussion and to decide what is best for your business and what do you want to be known for? Is it your quality? And that's where we came down to.
We did try the other route, which is what is happening in the stores. One example this week, I was shopping for some orange juice. And, you know, you used to be able to get orange juice in a gallon or half gallon or whatever. And I thought that the container looked a lot smaller. And it was like 54 ounces.
Not a half gallon.
And it's like, you know, this is happening everywhere. And so, you know, I kind of am ashamed that we tried it to cut, but we only did it one time and one ever said anything about it, but we knew. Mm-hmm. So we felt kind of guilty about that. It kind of seemed sneaky, but we thought, okay, we'll try that. Now, you didn't change the amount of ingredients that you put in, but just made a smaller size.
Right.
And that just didn't fit. So we're going to raise the price a little bit on one size.
Right.
And I think that will help offset the additional costs that we have now in ingredients.
So periodically, as a business owner, you do have to go through your product and make a decision about cost and pricing.
Whether it's cost effective.
And then, you know, I guess our message is it's okay. That is part of doing business and it happens.
And as a consumer, I don't like that. And as a business owner, I don't like that has to happen. But our costs have increased. And everything that we buy now, particularly the macadamias, I'm really hoping that is just some kind of, you know, maybe there was a bad crop or, you know, I don't know what has happened. But the price, what was the last? I mean, the last ones, we actually had to get some from Hawaii. We had to have them shipped from Hawaii. And
but,
how much were, you
know,
they were ridiculous.
The shipping to Central Illinois from Hawaii is outrageous to begin with. But yeah, like they're like $25 a pound now. I mean, they're just outrageous.
Yeah, we
to
just
then
can't afford to
absorb
that.
But anyway, that is something. If anyone finds macadamias at a good price,
yeah, a good source for them,
let me know.
Yeah, let us know, because it is a very popular scone, and we may have that occasionally, or we may have a little bit of an upcharge on that one. I don't know, but we will still continue to have it once in a while, but we have other options. Maybe you can add almonds.
Yeah, we're going to experiment with some different choices and see.
A white chocolate almond, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yes. White chocolate cherry almond.
Oh, yeah. I can get into that.
The options are virtually endless.
Right.
If we can source the ingredients.
Yeah, and at a reasonable price for the customers.
That's right. So that's kind of what we've been up to and what has happened in our business life over the early spring, late winter months.
So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.